SDK is provided by First Bank, helping customers access their accounts electronically using online banking, mobile check deposit, online bill pay, and more. First Bank, the one who's here.
Broadcasting of the Tides on KSDK is brought to you by Muddy Water Adventures, providing reliable, locally run water taxi services and sightseeing tours on the ocean and Stikine River. For more information, call or text 907-305-0206 or visit muddywateradventures.com.
We have a special weather statement. A weak to moderate atmospheric river is posed to impact the southern panhandle this weekend with heavy rainfall beginning this afternoon and persisting into Saturday. The strongest winds are overnight into Saturday morning. Rainfall will continue Saturday, decreasing in coverage and intensity, with a brief break becoming more likely on Sunday. Attention is turning towards a strong atmospheric river that will impact the southern panhandle Monday into Wednesday. For this weekend, significant river rises are expected and no flooding is currently anticipated. In marine weather today, we have southeast winds at 20 knots, becoming east at 35 knots in the afternoon. Strongest winds near Point Banker, gusts to 50 knots, and seas at 4 feet, building to 7 feet, and rain. That's in the Sumner Strait. And tonight, southeast winds at 30 knots, diminishing to 20 knots later, with seas at 6 feet, subsiding to 4 feet later. With near ocean entrances, seas at 9 feet, subsiding to 7 feet later, with rain. And tomorrow, which is Saturday, expect south winds at 25 knots, becoming southeast at 20 knots in the afternoon. Seas at 5 feet, subsiding to 4 feet in the afternoon. Near ocean entrances, seas at 8 feet, subsiding to 6 feet in the afternoon, and rain. The next high tide is at 3:01 p.m. The next low tide is at 9:14 p.m. Sunset today is at 6:54 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow is at 6:32 a.m. The current Stikine River level is at 12.19 feet.
Broadcasting of the Stikine River level on KSDK is brought to you by Alaska Waters and 56 North. Guiding visitors through our ancestral land since 1994. For more information, visit alaskawaters.com. Send an email, info@alaskawaters.com, or call 907-305-0495.
In local news, Wrangell's Port Commission is looking to fill 2 3-year seats during next month's municipal election. Antonio Silva is running against 3 other candidates, Chris Bunas, Tony Guggenbickler, and Eric L. Yancey. Silva spoke with KSDK on why he is running and what he can bring to the commission. One strength, he says, is his future long-term commitment as a younger representative to Wrangell. Will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, born and raised in Alaska. I grew up on the Kenai Peninsula. I moved to Wrangell, I think, full-time 2013. I think I'd been coming here since 2011, but I believe 2013 is when we made the move. And, we love Wrangell, my wife and I. We have 2 kids, and one of which is in school. The other one will be in school next year, and so we love to call Wrangell home.
Great. Yeah. And you are a fisherman.
I'm a full-time fisherman. Yes. I participate in 4 fisheries. Yes. Shrimp, crab, gillnet, and troll.
Oh, wow. And were you ever on a port commission before?
No, this would be the first time.
Oh. Great. So why do you want to be on the port commission?
I feel it's important for my generation and for the younger fishermen to have a voice and to be interested in the ongoings and the upcomings with Wrangell. Wrangell is very unique and very fortunate to have the shipyard that we have and the ports and harbors, and I've utilized them a lot in the past. I've spent a lot of time in the yard working on my boat. I know everybody in the yard. It has been an amazing experience, and I look forward to hopefully being able to be a part of either future expansions or upgrades or changes that are happening, especially those that continue to keep fishermen in mind. Wrangell has a wonderful fleet and has a great fleet of young fishermen that I think it's important to continue to offer the amenities and the services that can help them succeed, because, you know, tourism is very important in Wrangell, and I believe fishing is very important, and it's it'd be great to keep that thriving.
Great, thank you. And so what do you think you can bring to the Port Commission?
Yeah, no, I think I can bring my perspective of being a resident here, and, for example, the upcoming overhaul of the Inner Harbor or the potential expansion over in Shoemaker. I feel like we're kind of at a nice point in time here in which there's going to be some big decisions that need to be made, and I would love to be a part of that. And I think that my age, being 38 years old, I can offer a nice insight for someone who's looking forward to spending the next 20 or 30 years fishing out of Wrangell and hoping to make Wrangell an even better place. I mean, it's a great place as it is, but an even better place and even more to offer. So, yeah.
So what are some important issues that you'd like to address that the Port Commission faces?
There's always issues. You know, the freshest issues at the moment are going to be, you know, the hoist fees is, you know, one that jumps to mind. That or like I was talking about earlier, the grant for the Inner Harbor as well as Shoemaker. I know all of those are topics of conversation, and I would look forward to hearing from points of view. I feel I have enough contacts in town to, and I'm not afraid of doing research, that I can develop a good opinion to help bring forth the changes that benefit both the city, but as well as the residents and the people that use the services.
Is there an idea that you'd like to introduce to the Port Commission?
It's a small one. I'm laughing because it's, you know, on the grand scheme of things, it's not as important as some of these bigger topics, but I'd love to have a cardboard only trash can. I mean, as small as that is, I feel we're the only town in Southeast that doesn't, and it can be an inconvenience for fishermen to try to dispose of their cardboard in other manners, especially during the peak of the season. But like I said, that's not, you know, a very high priority, but it would be something that I would bring up in hopes that maybe we could figure out a solution for.
So what makes you a good candidate?
Again, I feel it's the career choice that I'm in, combined with my age and the connections that I have in town. Like I said, I have great connections with everybody that works in the shipyard. I feel I have positive relations with both the port and harbor employees, as well as all of the people that work in the shipyard, as well as I have great relations with all the fishermen. And I feel kind of, because I have such good relations with everybody, that it would really benefit to be able to kind of help everybody's best interests in mind and come up with some great solutions to issues or ideas.
Yeah, great. What would you say the most important purpose of the Port Commission is?
I think the most important purpose would be to find that nice balance between what is going to benefit the city of Wrangell as well as benefit those that use the ports and harbors. Finding that balance to where neither party is going to be feeling like they're losing, but instead both parties are going to be gaining.
Why should voters vote for you then?
Well, yeah, I feel like it's nice to have a younger representative, somebody that is going to be around for a while and is invested in the community and has invested a lot into the community already, in the sense of establishing our home here and living and residing here and working here full time. Wrangell is a wonderful place. We love Wrangell. The Ports and Harbors is a fantastic asset to the city of Wrangell, and it's a fantastic resource for fishermen, and I hope to keep it that way.
And anything else you'd like to say about the Port Commission or the election or yourself?
No, I'm looking forward to the election. This is all a new experience for me, and so I'm excited to go through this process, and I hope that if I'm not elected, then I will run again. The further I go into my career, I feel it's important to continue to serve in other manners that are beneficial for everybody here, and you know, I care about Wrangell, and I want Wrangell to succeed. And so I look forward to this process in general, and I'm excited to see what happens.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Antonio, for coming in. And
thank you. Yep. Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Wrangellite Antonio Silva, who is running for a seat on Wrangell's Port Commission. Monday, we'll hear from Eric L. Yancey, who is also running for a Port Commission seat. Wrangell's municipal election will be held October 1st at the Nolan Center from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Early voting takes place from now until September 30th at the Borough Clerk's Office in City Hall from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That wraps up our local segment. Stay with us for All Things Considered.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, look up in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just
roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Now you won't see no sad and teary eyes. Get my wings and it's my time to fly.
Time to fly.
All my friends, tell them there's a party, come on by. Tell them
roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Sit around and cry. Just
roll me up and smoke me when I